Have you ever wondered if there's a cosmic library holding all the secrets of the universe? That's somewhere out there. All the knowledge of the universe is stored, just waiting to be tapped into? Well, go ahead. Imagine tapping into a vast database of universal knowledge, accessing information about your past lives, soul purpose, and even glimpses of potential futures. Sounds incredible, right? It sure does. And you're in for a treat because today we're diving into the mysterious world of the Akashic Records. Whether you're a seasoned seeker or just dipping your toes into the world of metaphysics, you're about to discover how to unlock this treasure trove of cosmic wisdom. We'll unravel what the Akashic Records really are, their fascinating history, and most importantly, how you can access them yourself. So if you're ready to expand your consciousness and unlock the secrets of the universe, stick around. This journey into the Akashic Records might just change the way you see reality forever. Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone is keeping records. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're diving into the mysteries of consciousness and the unseen realms as we embark on a fascinating journey into the Akashic Records. Get ready to unlock the secrets of this cosmic library and discover how you can access its infinite wisdom. So grab your cozies, sip your tea, and let's review some records, shall we? Let's start with the basics. What exactly are the Akashic Records? Well, imagine a vast ethereal library containing the complete history of every soul that has ever existed. This cosmic database is said to hold all the knowledge and experiences of the universe from the beginning of time to the infinite future. Imagine that. The term Akasha comes from Sanskrit and means sky, space, or ether. It also refers to the idea of the primordial substance from which all things are formed. The Akashic Records are thought to be imprinted in this substance, creating a permanent record of all that has been, is, and will be. Some describe the Akashic Records as an energetic frequency or vibrational realm that can be accessed through deep meditation or altered states of consciousness. Others see it as a metaphor for the collective unconscious or the interconnectedness of all things, if you will. Regardless of how you conceptualize it, the Akashic Records are believed to contain invaluable information such as a complete history of everything that has ever existed or taken place, including all human lifetimes and universal events. It's said to contain records of all thoughts, words, emotions, and intentions that have occurred in the past, present, or future for all entities and life forms. The records are also said to include information about a person's soul journey and history across multiple lifetimes. The Akashic Records can also include details about past lives, karmic patterns, soul contracts, insights into a person's soul purpose and spiritual path, potential futures and possibilities for an individual, universal wisdom and cosmic knowledge, causes and effects of a person's actions in past incarnations, guidance for personal growth, healing, and spiritual evolution, and even information to help understand situations, relationships, and experiences from a soul-level perspective. The Akashic Records are believed to be a universal repository of information that encompasses everything in existence, including highly specific details about each soul's journey and experiences. They are both universal in scope and individually specific in content. And by tapping into this cosmic database, many believe we can gain profound insights into our lives, relationships, and even spiritual paths. So the concept of the Akashic Records, it isn't new. It has roots in so many spiritual and esoteric traditions all around the world. Let's take a brief tour through history to see how different cultures have understood and worked with this idea. The concept of the Akashic Records has its origins in Hindu philosophy, where it's known as the memory of nature. Ancient yogis and seers believed they could access this cosmic memory through deep meditation and spiritual practices. In the late 19th century, the Theosophical Society, founded by Helena Blavatsky, popularized the term Akashic Records in the West. Theosophists believed that these records could be accessed by those with psychic abilities and used to gain knowledge about the past, the present, and the future. Known as the Sleeping Prophet, Edgar Cayce was a famous American clairvoyant who claimed to access the Akashic Records during his trance states. He used this information to provide detailed health readings and life guidance to thousands of people. Today, the concept of the Akashic Records has been embraced by so many in the New Age and spiritual communities. It's seen as a powerful tool for personal growth, healing, and even spiritual evolution. The idea of a cosmic repository of knowledge resonates with so many people because it really speaks to our innate desire to understand the deeper meaning of our lives and our place in this universe. It really offers the tantalizing possibility of accessing hidden wisdom and unlocking your full potential. So now that we understand what the Akashic Records are and their significance, let's talk about how you can actually access them. And while there isn't like a one-size-fits-all approach, there are some methods that a lot of practitioners have used and continue to use to connect with this cosmic database. So the first one should come as no surprise because it is meditation. So this time we're talking deep meditation, and deep meditation is said to be one of the most common ways to access the Akashic Records. So by quieting the mind and raising your vibration, it is said that you can attune yourself to the frequency of the Akashic Records. Next is visualization. A lot of people use visualization techniques to imagine themselves entering a grand library or accessing a cosmic computer, if you will. This can really help to create a mental framework for connecting with the Akashic Records. Next is prayer or invocation. A lot of practitioners use a specific prayer or invocation to open the records. This kind of acts like a spiritual key to grant access. Next is energy work. Practices like Reiki or other forms of energy healing can really help to clear the chakras and raise your vibration, making it a lot easier to connect with the Akashic realm. Next is guided journeys. There are so many guided meditations and journeys available that can help to lead you into the Akashic Records. You can find these in meditation apps or my go-to YouTube. Just remember that accessing the Akashic Records is a skill that takes practice. Don't get discouraged if you don't have immediate results. Like any spiritual practice, it requires patience, dedication, and an open mind. Hey, my beautiful friend. Are you ready to elevate your vibe? Join our free monthly newsletter and unlock a treasure trove of enchanting goodies. Each month, we'll dive into the magic of the moon cycles, sharing tips to harness that lunar energy just for you. Plus, we've got intuitive development tips, seasonal wisdom, and energy healing practices to keep your spirit shining oh so bright. Whether you're a seasoned mystic or just curious about the magic around you, our newsletter is packed with delightful insights and fun ways to connect with your inner power. Don't miss out on the magic. Sign up today at themediummatters.com/newsletter and let's embark on this mystical journey together. Your inbox is about to get a whole lot brighter. Now, back to the show. So you've decided to try accessing the Akashic Records. What can you expect? Well, while everyone's experience is unique, here are some common elements that a lot of people report. First is a sense of expansion. Many describe a feeling of their consciousness expanding beyond their physical body. Next, vivid imagery. You might experience vivid mental images, symbols, or scenes playing out in your mind's eye. Next, intuitive knowing. Information may come to you as a sudden knowing rather than through words or images. Next, emotional resonance. You might feel strong emotions or physical sensations as you connect with information within the records. Next, timelessness. A lot of practitioners report losing track of time or feeling as if they're in a timeless state. And lastly, guidance. You may feel the presence of guides or helpers assisting you in navigating the records. While these are some common elements, it is important to approach this experience with an open mind and without expectations. The way you receive information from the Akashic Records may be different from others, and that's perfectly fine. So you think you may have accessed the Akashic Records, but you're not quite sure. Here are a few of the common signs that you've successfully accessed the Akashic Records. First is a feeling of connection. You may experience a sense of being connected to something larger than yourself or to universal wisdom. Next, heightened intuition. Your intuitive abilities may feel sharper or more pronounced. Next, receiving information. You might start receiving insights, images, symbols, or knowledge that feels like it's coming from outside of your normal thought processes. Next, clarity and understanding. You might gain sudden clarity about situations in your life or understand things from a completely new perspective. Next, physical sensations. Some practitioners report feeling energy shifts, tingling sensations, or a sense of lightness. Next, receiving answers to questions. If you've asked specific questions, you may start receiving relevant answers or insights that you were not expecting. Lastly, a feeling of peace or calmness. Many practitioners describe a sense of serenity or tranquility while connected to the records. Just remember that experiences can vary greatly between individuals. It's really important to trust your intuition and the relevance of the information you receive to your intended purpose. If you're new to working with the Akashic Records, it may take some practice to recognize and interpret the signs of successful access. Just be patient, my loves. So you've listened to these elements and success. You have successfully accessed the Akashic Records. But how do you know if you've accessed your own records or the universal records? Well, here are a few ways to distinguish between the two. Typically, you would access your own Akashic Records first, and this is the segment of information related to you and your soul. Accessing others' records or universal records usually requires more advanced practice and explicit permission. Next, it's really in the nature of the insights. Your personal records provide insights into your past lives, karmic patterns, and soul purpose. Universal records will offer broader cosmic knowledge or insights into the interconnectedness of all things. The next thing to pay attention to is the relevance of the information. So the information from personal records will feel directly relevant to your life and experiences, where the universal records may provide more general or abstract wisdom. Next is that intuitive feeling. So when you're accessing personal records, you might feel a strong sense of familiarity or personal connection to the information, whereas accessing universal records might evoke a sense of expansiveness or connection to something greater than yourself. Next is your intention and focus. So your intention when accessing the records can influence whether you connect with personal or universal information. Focusing on personal questions will likely lead to personal record access, while broader cosmic questions might tap into universal records. Just remember that the distinction between personal and universal Akashic records can be very subtle, and experiences may vary greatly among individuals. The key is just to trust your intuition and the relevance of the information you receive to your intended purpose. Hey there, my spooky friends. Gather round. We've got a Halloween treat that's sure to astound. We want your scary stories, both eerie and bright, to share on our podcast just in time for Fright Night. Whether it's a ghost that gave you a scare or a creepy encounter that made you beware, send us your tales. We're ready to hear. Let's make this holiday full of chills and cheers. So grab your pen. I don't know who's doing that. Or type on your phone. Share your spine-tingling tales. Don't leave us alone. Join in the fun. Let your stories take flight. We'll weave them together for a spooktacular night. Submit your stories to hello@themediummatters.com today, and let's make this Halloween a frightfully fun display. Now, back to the show. Accessing the Akashic Records isn't just a fascinating spiritual experience. It can actually have practical applications in your everyday life. Here are some ways people use insights from the Akashic Records. First is self-discovery. The records can provide deep insights into your soul's purpose, which helps in understanding your unique gifts and challenges. Next, healing past traumas. By accessing information about past lives or childhood experiences, you can actually gain new perspectives on current issues and find paths to your own healing. Next, decision-making. The Akashic Records can offer guidance on important life decisions by showing you potential outcomes or hidden factors. Next, relationship clarity. Accessing the Akashic Records can give you insight into your relationships, including karmic connections and soul contract. Next, career guidance. By accessing the Akashic Records, you can discover your true calling or find ways to align your work with your soul's purpose. Lastly, spiritual growth. The Akashic Records can provide teachings and practices to help accelerate your spiritual evolution. Just remember that the information you receive from the Akashic Records is really meant to empower you, not to dictate your choices. Always use your own discernment and free will when applying these insights to your beautiful life. As with any esoteric concept, there are some misconceptions about the Akashic Records that are really worth addressing. The first is that the Akashic Records will tell you exactly what will happen in your future. Here's the reality. While the records can show potential futures, they definitely respect free will. The future is not set in stone. It's really about what can happen versus what will happen. There is a difference. Next, only special psychics can access the Akashic Records. The reality here is that while some people may have a natural affinity for this kind of work, anyone can learn to access the records with practice and dedication. Next, The Akashic Records will solve all of your problems. Oh, if only. Here's the reality. The Akashic Records provide information and insights, but it's up to you to take action and make changes in your life where applicable. Next, accessing the Akashic Records is dangerous or can open you up to negative entities. The reality is that when you approach this with proper intention and protection, working with the records is completely safe. Next, the Akashic Records are always 100% accurate. The reality is that while the records themselves are thought to be accurate, our interpretation of the information can be influenced by our own biases and limitations. So proceed with caution. And, you know, as with all metaphysical work, practice safety. Do your research, work with a trained professional, document your travels and findings, and remember to share everything with your Media Matters family because we want to hear all about it. So if you're inspired to start working with the Akashic Records, here are some tips to help you develop your skills. The first is to make sure you're practicing regularly. Like any skill, accessing the Akashic Records gets easier with consistent practice. The next tip is to create a sacred space. Just like with meditation, designate a quiet, comfortable area for your practice and practice as often as you can. Next, ground and protect. Always start by grounding yourself and setting up energetic protection. This will always serve you well. My next tip is to start with yourself. Begin by reading your own records before attempting to read for others, and really leave the others for the professionals. My next tip is to journal your experiences. Keep a record of your insights and experiences to track your progress. We've talked about this one a lot, but keeping a journal of your experiences is so beneficial. You can always go back and reread it and start drawing connections between things, finding patterns, and so much more. My next tip is to trust your intuition. Don't second guess the information you receive. Just trust your inner guidance. Next, join a community. Connect with others who are interested in the Akashic Records for support and shared learning. Lastly, be patient. Remember that developing the skill, it takes time. Be kind to yourself and just enjoy the journey. And with dedication and an open heart, you can absolutely develop a profound connection with the Akashic Records and unlock a wealth of wisdom and insight. So as we come to the end of our exploration of the Akashic Records, I hope that you're feeling inspired to dive deeper into this fascinating world. Just remember that the journey of accessing the Akashic Records is a deeply personal one. Make sure that you trust your own experiences and intuition as you develop your connection to this beautiful cosmic realm. If you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you did, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love because sharing is caring. Send us your spooky stories and questions on Instagram, Facebook, or via email at hello@themediamatters.com. Head over to themediamatters.com/newsletter to join our absolutely free monthly newsletter where we talk about upcoming moon cycles, rituals for the seasons, everyday magic, and so much more. Until next time, this is Chantel with The Media Matters, reminding you to be the magic. See you next time.